Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Now, today is January the 31st, but firstly, I hope you've given a listen to yesterday's big interview show. It's the first one since before Christmas. Episode 80 features a chat with Sex Pistols' Glenn Matlock. If you haven't done so yet, make sure to listen to that one right away after this. But back to matters at hand, and on this day in 1970, the Grateful Dead were arrested for possession of LSD and barbiturates. Apparently the band had run afoul of the mob, and the mob had alerted the New Orleans Police Department. The incident inspired a famous song of theirs, Trucking. On this day in 1989, 2 months after his death, Roy Orbison's album Mystery Girl was released. It featured contributions from the likes of Jeff Lynne, Bono, Tom Petty and George Harrison. The album contained the hit single You Got It, which posthumously gave Orbison a number one in the US, his first since 1964's Oh Pretty Woman. On this day in 1963, Neil Young, at the age of 17, plays his first ever live gig. It took place at a country club in Winnipeg. And sadly, on this day in 2017, we lost bass player and singer John Wetton, the King Crimson and Asia star, who also played in Roxy Music, Uriah Heep, Wishbone Ash and Family, was 67 years old when he passed. For birthdays today, we wish the best to Phil Manzanera of Roxy Music, he's 72 today, and Sex Pistols frontman Johnny Rotten, or John Lydon as he was christened, he's celebrating his 67th birthday today. But for our main show, we're going to focus on a big UK number one single released on this day in 1975. Yes, on this day in 1975, Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel released the classic hits Come Up and See Me, Make Me Smile. Released on EMI, it was the lead single from the band's third studio album, The Best Years of Our Lives. It went to number one in the UK and in Ireland, and has sold more than 1.5 million copies since release. And there's been more than 120 cover versions as well from acts like Duran Duran, Erasure, and The Wedding Present. Now, I spoke with Steve Harley on episode 11 of Vintage Rock Pod, but I'm actually going to play a short clip of a very, very old interview I did with him, probably about 20 years old now, where he talks about why the song was written.
They walked out on me, three of them, in 1970, the end of 74, middle of 74. We'd just done a 44-day sellout tour. Everything was happening. We'd had hit singles, two hit albums. You know, the Psychomoto was a big album, along with a couple of hit singles from it. Everything was happening, and they came to me at the end of this very long tour with a certain ultimatum, and I couldn't bow to them. I just said, look, that's not right. I can't get involved. I'm not doing this or that. I can't give you that. And they said, well, we can write songs too. And I said, well, go and do it then. I didn't sack them, which is the reputation I acquired after that, but because I couldn't sack them. We were a group.
Mm.
They simply simply walked out on me. And then I wrote that song about it, yeah.
So how long did it take you to write the song then?
Not long. I was pretty angry. Yeah, it was a good outpouring. I mean, I had to be said, and I said it, and although I couched it in all kinds of mysterious phrases and produced it with a mid-tempo backbeat rhythm to make it more acceptable, you know.
Steve Harley there. If you want to hear more from his career, then check out episode 11 of Vintage Rock Pod. But that's it for today's episode. I will, of course, be back tomorrow with more On This Day rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month. So just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.